The next presentation is by Martin Weakley. It's an amalgamation or a series of three presentations on Secure ID, BNC, SSH, and related things. Martin?
Morning, John. Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Give me a second. So, I'm Martin Weakley. I'm one of the CODASAR Solaris system administrators here at JET. So I'm going to talk briefly about how we implemented secure ID authentication on a VNC connection here. I have a couple of slides on SSH and a particular problem that's introduced by our security policy. And finally, I'm going to talk about our ACE servers. So, at present, JET supports remote access to its computers through Citrix and through VNC. The URL here shows you our basic introduction to this. We prefer Citrix mainly because it tends to have better performance from a user point of view than VNC. So why did we invest effort and time in producing other RCA? Well, VNC is free. We don't have to depend on our Microsoft Windows servers if they're down. And we don't have to provide any operating system authentication until a user has chosen what platform he wants to work on. Personally, and a number of my colleagues find VNC quite acceptable, especially for system type administration tasks. We're not so happy about the graphics intensive tasks like browsers, some Java apps, and particularly applications that have animated splash screens. And the last URL on this page is an internal documentation of how we actually went about implementing it. So the main problems were that as a protocol, it's not as efficient as Citrix. It allows users access to all platforms, but not to have to implement VNC servers on all platforms. This was a problem that we wanted to put the authentication on the front door rather than every door inside the building. But we couldn't use firewall authentication because that's host-based rather than user-based, and we didn't want to authenticate a single multi-user box on a remote site. Authentication at the operating system login would have to be implemented on every platform, on every host. And as we all know, people tend to bring up Linux boxes on your networks, and we don't want to run the risk of a system exposing itself via a VNC server because it's been badly configured. So the solution we chose was to let the user through the firewall to a VNC server, authenticate them at this point before they get a chance to do any damage, let them choose their required platform and perform a normal local user-based username and password-based login at the point where they've chosen their operating system, whether it be Solaris, our Linux-based JAX systems, or our Windows servers. To overcome the first problem that we see with VNC, which is a performance issue, we chose to implement a number of VNC servers at different screen resolutions and different color depths. So the 24-bit true color, which gives you what most users want, but is not at all performant on a VNC server, especially over a slow line. So the 8-bit pseudo color is quite often used by people like myself who are coming in just for system admin tasks. The VNC servers are all available at vnchost@jet.efta.org with the appropriate port number from this table. And the table is again on our users' website. And I would offer the suggestion that if people are going to use the VNC, implement VNC servers, then perhaps an F2Y set of standard ports with color depths and geometries would be a good idea. The second half of the problem, to do the front door authentication, we chose to implement a new X11 chooser that performs a secure ID authentication. So, having connected to one of our servers, the user is presented with a screen on the left, which asks for a username and a secure ID passcode. And only once he has been authenticated does he get to choose a host. And after authentication, he can get to our Jacks, our Solaris, our Windows via RDP, or whatever platforms care to come up on the network that are willing to manage his VNC session. It's worth noting at this point that the username that is entered here is not a username for an operating system login. We're just authenticating a secure ID token holder. So a subsequent login to a computer system can be with a totally different username. Finally,